and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica. This show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business, sidestep all those crazy things that I seem to be stepping on over and over again. It is great to be back for episode number 243. I do apologize because I think the last episode was June 21st, so that means it's been like 3 weeks or two weeks. Sorry about that. but I am so excited to be talking to you guys today about a marketing method that, you know, I think I've been honing for years now, and, you know, I'm coaching a lot of my mentor students with, and it's working amazingly, and I want to share it with you. And I want to share with you exciting news about the first ever VO's Journey voiceover conference that is virtual, a 3-day event. So I'm excited to share all that information with you in this show. Let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so, it is good to be doing another podcast. There's so much going on, but I'm really excited to talk to you guys today about this marketing, you know, technique that, you know, is working, and I'm going to explain it and share with you so that you can adapt it, hopefully, for your business. But really quick, I'm also really excited about something that I've wanted to do for such a long time. So years ago, as a VO's Journey, the community and everything grew and grew, you know, we had a lot of people, including myself, was like, man, it would be so cool to have our own voiceover conference, you know, bring our community together and, you know, really target working online, you know, so many amazing conferences out there, but so many of them really don't address that issue, you know, that part of voiceover, which I think so many of us, especially in our community, you know, make the majority of our money through online casting websites, you know, freelance websites, pay-to-play websites, intermediary websites, etc. So, you know, I'm really excited that a VO's Journey voiceover conference, which the dates are October 14th through the 16th, the registration will go live probably this weekend from avosjourney.com, but I'm going to share that everywhere, of course, when the page goes live to register. And, you know, it's going to be a complete virtual event with really affordable ticket prices because, you know, right now it's so difficult to travel. Things are so expensive, you know, and on top of that, it's easier for speakers to be involved because they don't have to travel. There's not really a conference out there that's set up solely for a virtual event. Now, I love getting together and I do want to have events in the future where we get together, but, you know, I think I really like the idea of this virtual event. Anyways, super excited. We have some really amazing speakers. We're going to have panels from Fiverr to, yes, a Fiverr panel. It's going to be amazing. And, you know, no conference has ever had that. And, we're going to have voices.com there to speak, Voice123, Voquint, hopefully some other websites. We also have some incredible speakers coming from all over, you know, top-notch voice actors, coaches, really exciting. We have Mike Delgadio, the Booth Junkie. We're super excited about that. We've got Sean Pratt, you know, the nonfiction audiobook god. Really excited about that. Voiceover Gabby's coming. We've got so many other people that are coming. Really excited, and more that, you know, could possibly be there. So really thrilled about it. And, you know, that'll all be, like I said, available to get started signing up this weekend. But I'm really thrilled about the event. It's going to be through Zoom and it's going to be through Zoom events. So, you know, there'll be lobbies that you can chat and mingle with people. We're going to have door prizes, all kinds of cool stuff. and great education. Like I said, it's a 3-day event, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday or Friday, Saturday, and then 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. So super excited about that. And like I said, I'll get that information out to you. So anyways, let's go ahead and move on to our topic today, which I'm really thrilled to talk to you about it. And basically it's a marketing tactic, and I like to call it two things. So there's marketing style where you have a passive marketing method and an active marketing method online right now. All right. The passive style, which is my favorite style of marketing and something that I teach very heavily. This idea is that, you know, I think as performers, we've grown up or have heard, right, that our lives, our jobs really are auditioning, right? That's our job. We need audition. That's how we get work. And then the fun part is actually the work and then getting paid, right? But the job part is the auditioning. But you know, I hate that. I don't mind auditioning, but I don't enjoy it. I mean, I think if there's a, you know, like a private audition or someone messages me, you know what I mean? Or someone's particularly want to work with me and they're asking me to do something, I might consider it. But I really don't like to audition anymore for a variety of reasons, mostly just because of time and, you know, how much, you know, you've got to go through just to get that audition heard. You don't even know if it's going to be heard. So I really like this passive style of marketing. And it goes like this. With the sheer amount of online agents nowadays, right, which is I call an online agent, these websites, places like Upwork and Fiverr and Voquent. Voquent's more like an intermediary, but then you have pay-to-play sites like Voices.com and Voice123. But all of these sites, no matter what they call themselves, they are online agents. So remember, agents, agencies, they haven't changed. Okay, they've just changed format. You have older style agents and agencies that work offline, and then you have the online ones, all right, that work through platforms. Because no matter what, those agencies or agents, they market you, they bring work to you, and you pay them either an upfront cost or a percentage of what you make. Okay, for those opportunities to get that work. That's never changed. Okay, it's just changed the way it looks. However, because it's changed the way it looks, it's given us also a secondary opportunity that we've never had before, right? And that is a more passive style of marketing on our terms, as opposed to a, you know, single or agency offline. So what do I mean by this? All right, so perfect example, let's take Voices.com, all right? So Voices.com has recently launched their project section. This is part of the gig economy, right? This idea that we put up an offering to say, listen, I'm going to do, you know, 150 words, you know, a minute, a 30-second or a minute-long commercial for you with full rights, and I charge $300. All right. And you put that up, and that's like a product, like you go to Amazon and you can purchase that. And then the people will pay you and you give them the voiceover and everybody's happy. Okay. You can also offer live direction where they can direct you in your booth, or they can add extras, right? Maybe they want some sound effects, or maybe they want some extra regional licensing or whatever. Okay, they can add extras onto that, just like Amazon, just like you're buying something online. It's a product. What that does for us, though, is it allows us on all sorts of websites, and this is available now everywhere, because what happened was is Fiverr created this gig offering, if you will, and it's really, the business model is really works. People like to shop that way online, even for voiceover work, okay? So all these other websites, they're adopting it. Basically, what we do is we go to a website like voices.com, all right? And that agency, they ask you to pay a yearly fee to be able to access that agency's auditions, the agency's offerings, okay? And one of those is the projects. So basically, you go on there and you submit as many projects as you can. You know, I think they probably have a cap between 10 and 20. But basically, once you put those up, that's it. So here's what I'm trying to say, and this is where the passive stuff comes in and why I think this is so exciting, is that once you do that, then Voices.com, we're just using them right now for an example, they will use the money that you pay them and the money they make through the website to market your services via Google Ads, via search engine results, things they put into their optimization, et cetera, to bring business to you. And the clients that come, they look over stuff. If they like what you're selling, like they like your voiceover, they like your copy, they like your thumbnail, all right, they hire you to do a voiceover for them. They pay you, you deliver the voiceover, you're done. There is not the need for an audition process because they have heard you. And if you think about it from a client standpoint, it really is a lot easier for them. Because can you imagine, and it's interesting because, you know, VO's Journey, we launched our audiobook production company recently, and we are just finishing up our first four short stories for our company. But God, we're doing a lot of stuff, aren't we? but so if a client posts something, they're going to get hundreds of auditions. Can you imagine trying to sift through those? I can, because I've been starting to do it a little bit with our auditioning and our contest and our audiobook stuff at A VO's Journey. But it's a lot of work just to hire one person. And it can be daunting because after you hear the first 5 to 10, literally things start to sound very similar. And you begin to hear, or you begin to search for something that is completely different. The point I'm trying to make is that they might not even listen to all of them. And I guarantee you they're not. Just like, you know, a lot of the sites like Voices and stuff have tried to give more stats, right? Based off of that Fiverr model. So you understand, did someone even hear you? And if they did hear you, did they like what you did, right? I mean, that feedback is important for us. But the cool thing about this passive style of marketing, using projects, using gigs like this, is that once you put it up, besides, you know, the times where you get a new demo or you switch something out, you leave it alone. You let the website do what it does, and you move on to another website, right? Where you go to like Fiverr and you put up 7 gigs on Fiverr if you're just starting out. Or 10 if you're level 1, 20 if you're level 2, 30 if you're a top-rated seller. If you have enough, if you're not getting, at that point, if you're going to be getting a lot of work, okay? But what I'm trying to say to you is you put up as many gigs as you can. Then you move to another website, okay? And you do the same thing. You go to Upwork and you put up a whole bunch of projects on Upwork, right? Again, Upwork calls the same thing with gigs. And you go to Voquent. And you put up 45 samples on Voquent and your demo up on Voquent. You go to People Per Hour. You put up projects. They do the gigs thing too. You put up those. You go to Voice 123. You put up as many samples as you can. Another thing too on Voices too, by the way, right? Like think about it. If Voices.com allows you to put, let's say, 100 samples up and you have 5 samples up, you're not putting up enough samples. You are not marketing yourself passively. You are focusing on marketing yourself actively. I love this was so wonderful, and it was such an amazing meeting and coaching session today. But I was working with a one-on-one coaching session, one of them today, and my student or the client was like, you know, the voice actor was like, you know, I don't have time to do auditions and to do, with trying to get an agent because I'm getting work. Like I'm getting too much work through these websites. And that wasn't, and she wasn't sure if that was a good or bad thing. And I was like, so you don't have time to do auditioning, right? Or get word because you're getting work. And I think a lot of us probably feel that way. And the reason we feel that way is because we're not quite sure if the pricing that we are charging and, you know, on these platforms, because we see those nice big numbers for audition work. But the reality is the amount of work that you have to do, actual hourly work of auditioning, submitting, by the time you actually get one, you would have done so many hours of work that it's not worth it anymore. And you notice the people who make the most money on these platforms, they're not the ones doing all the auditioning. They're at this point getting booked straight through the platforms. That passive model is now working for them. Now, they might have started out doing the auditions, so don't get me wrong about that. But I'm trying to say to you is that I like, and this is just my method. This is not the only method. Okay, this is just my method. I like to utilize these platforms in a passive manner to where I put up my offerings, I max out what I can do on that platform, and then I move on to the next one. All right. And I'm on 15, 20, 25, all right, platforms. And I let the platforms do the work for me. Do I have to talk to customers? Yeah. I mean, customers are going to contact you, ask you questions through the platforms. But that's the point. These sites are bringing the clients to you, just like an offline agent would do. The difference is that these clients, they get a chance to listen and view all of your things on their own time without barriers or having to know anyone through a simple search on Google. So this passive method of marketing yourself online has opened up a whole new world of you being found. But I find that here's the thing. I find that this happens to a lot of people. A lot of us do not utilize enough of them or put up enough content via samples, demos, et cetera, of your work. All of us, including me, that is the work that you need to do. And I have to tell you, what happened to me, I think, was when I first started, I needed to, in my mind, control my time. Because I had a full-time job, you know, I had the family, I didn't have time to dilly-dally. I needed to control how much work I was, like when I was doing the work, where I got the work, when I got the work, I needed control over it. And I found that, you know, a lot of the methods, the marketing methods out there was not, I could not control. It was based on what the client wanted. All right. However, the way that these websites now have moved to has also allowed us to utilize the platforms themselves as marketplaces and more like our voiceovers are products. And I've talked about that before, but I just want to reiterate it again. Products, that's a big distinction between the old idea of a service, okay? Whereas a product, right, you're purchasing a tangible thing. And if you think about it, it really is something tangible. We're selling an MP3 file or a WAV file. We're selling an audio file. That is a tangible product. Now, we might create it just then. Think about food. You know what I mean? Food, that is a product, whether it's, you know, food right now, like on-demand food where you go to a restaurant, or it's packaged food. Okay, but the idea here is like you go and you order something and it's made for you and you go on with your life. It's the same thing. And quite honestly, you know, we've kind of the voiceover industry has lagged behind that. But now it's really becoming to the forefront because these websites are realizing that actually clients enjoy buying voiceovers that way. Okay. Now, is there a multitude of other ways to get work? Of course. This is just one style, this passive way of marketing yourself that you could spend months and months and months creating content, putting them up on these websites, filling out every single thing. I mean, you need to fill out every website you go on. You need to fill out as much as that website will allow you to. Every little section, every little corner, right? Because the more you fill out, the more the website promotes you, the more you look serious, and the more you look professional, the more people will want to work with you. Okay, this is an incredible, lucrative, and honestly, a marketing system that is working. It works. We are all making money from it if you plug into it and do the work. And the work is putting yourself up on all these platforms. If you find yourself on all of these platforms with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of demos and samples, don't say five. I'm talking hundreds because that's how much it's going to take. And you're not getting work, then we might need to look at your voice acting. Okay, we might need to look at a different part. But I often tell people we need more data to determine whether or not you people like your voiceover styles or they don't. Okay, so I often talk to people, well, Anthony, I'm not ready to post my stuff on all these sites because I'm nervous. What if I'm not good enough? What if I don't want to put out a subpar product? And that is a very valid worry. It's a very valid concern. But I would say that also think of it this way. We're not going to know what the world thinks about your stuff until we also get it out there. Yes, working with coaches help, and I highly recommend that. Whether you work with me, whether you work with someone else, working with someone that has been around the block, that knows what they're doing, okay, that has helped, that is trained and stuff, that's worth its weight in gold, okay? But in order for you to tell whether people like what you're putting out or not, you have to collect data, meaning you have to collect information from enough sources to say whether people like you or they don't like you. And we do that through putting our services up on these websites, getting data, right? That's what you've got to do in order to determine whether or not you are moving in the right direction, okay? All right, look, I hope that this has been helpful. If, you know, you are like, gosh, I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. You know, part of my mentorship program is going through every site with my mentorees and working with them on each site and getting up everything on each site and putting all the stuff up the right way. But you can do it on your own as well, right? And pushing yourself to put up as much as you can. That passive style of marketing, to me, I love it because that means I want people to come to me. I don't want to have to go chase them. And I always say that. I want them to come to me. And this is a way that you can do it. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening as always. Please make sure that you are thinking about that conference. We're going to be putting that, like I said, a VO's Journey VoiceOver Conference, hopefully launching the registration sometime this weekend. And I'm super excited. The tickets are going to be super affordable too. I think for Academy members, we're at $125. And for non-Academy members, we're at $189. And that includes all 3 days. I think we have like 20 some sessions. It's real, and you get a month's access to the recording afterwards, and we're going to have door prizes. It's going to be really awesome. So looking forward to it. And, I can't wait to do another podcast and see you guys soon. All right. You have a wonderful, wonderful day. I will talk to you later. Peace.